广西北部湾经济区四市同城2017年初中毕业升学统一考试英语。一、听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片。每个句子读一遍。
Number one.I often wash the dishes after dinner.
Number two, how much is this pair of shoes?
Number three, Sam and Mary went skating last Sunday.
Number four,Do you want to be a policeman when you grow up?
Number five. Look, some students are collecting rubbish in the park.
Two. 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。
Number six, Jack, this is my friend Linda.
Jack, this is my friend Linda.
Number seven, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Number eight, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Number nine, don't take photos here, please.
Don't take photos here, please.
Number ten,I'm going to have a speech competition this afternoon.
I'm going to have a speech competition this afternoon.
Three, 听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍，请听第一段对话，回答第十一至十三题。
Let's go fishing, Lily.
It's a good idea, but the weather report says it is going to rain this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pity.
Never mind, David. We can go tomorrow. Tomorrow is a sunny day.
Sounds good.
Can I go with my cousin?
Sure. Then when and where shall we meet?
How about 7:30 at the bookshop near your house?
Why not make it a little earlier?
Okay, let's meet at 7.
Let's go fishing, Lily.
It's a good idea, but the weather report says it is going to rain this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pity.
Never mind, David. We can go tomorrow. Tomorrow is a sunny day.
Sounds good.
Can I go with my cousin?
Sure. Then when and where shall we meet?
How about 7:30 at the bookshop near your house?
Why not make it a little earlier?
Okay, let's meet at 7.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六题。
What's your hobby, Betty?
I like collecting articles from magazines.
This sounds interesting. When did you start to collect them?
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, you have been collecting them for 7 years.
Yes. Now I have about 1,000 articles. Then what's your hobby, Mike?
I like collecting toy cars.
Really? Could I have a look at them?
Certainly. I'll show you some tomorrow. What's your hobby, Betty?
I like collecting articles from magazines.
This sounds interesting. When did you start to collect them?
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, you have been collecting them for 7 years.
Yes. Now I have about 1,000 articles. Then what's your hobby, Mike?
I like collecting toy cars.
Really? Could I have a look at them?
Certainly. I'll show you some tomorrow.
You look tired, William. What's up?
I'm going to take the most important exam, and I must prepare every subject very well.
What subject are you good at?
Physics. But I'm worried about Chinese. I don't know how to improve my writing skills.
Did you ask your teacher for help?
Yes, my Chinese teacher told me to read more. Now I get up at 6 o'clock every morning to do some reading.
Then does your mother get up as early as you?
Yes, she cooks breakfast for me.
Your mother is so kind. Well, here, you got any time to relax?
Yes, on weekends I usually play chess with my father.
I really hope everything goes well after your hard work.
Thank you.
You look tired, William. What's up?
I'm going to take the most important exam, and I must prepare every subject very well.
What subject are you good at?
Physics. But I'm worried about Chinese. I don't know how to improve my writing skills.
Did you ask your teacher for help?
Yes, my Chinese teacher told me to read more. Now I get up at 6 o'clock every morning to do some reading.
Then does your mother get up as early as you?
Yes, she cooks breakfast for me.
Your mother is so kind. Well, here, you got any time to relax?
Yes, on weekends I usually play chess with my father.
I really hope everything goes well after your hard work.
Thank you.
Tom
is a student. He is 14 years old. He likes playing basketball best. On Sundays, we can't see him at home, but easily find him on the playground. He always plays basketball with his friends there. Last Friday, after the first class in the afternoon, he rushed out to play basketball again. The playground was wet, but he still played it for 20 minutes. At 4 o'clock p.m., his last class began. Tom ran into his classroom in a hurry without washing his hands. Miss King, his English teacher, told Tom to write some new words. Tom stood in front of the blackboard and started to write. Miss King saw his right hand was dirty. "Oh, dear," said the teacher, "your right hand is dirty. I'm sure it's the dirtiest in the class." "You are wrong, Miss King," said Tom. Then he showed his left hand to her, and she found it was dirtier.
Tom is a student. He is 14 years old. He likes playing basketball best. On Sundays, we can't see him at home, but easily find him on the playground. He always plays basketball with his friends there. Last Friday, after the first class in the afternoon, he rushed out to play basketball again. The playground was wet, but he still played it for 20 minutes. At 4 o'clock p.m., his last class began. Tom ran into his classroom in a hurry without washing his hands. Miss King, his English teacher, told Tom to write some new words. Tom stood up in front of the blackboard and started to write. Miss King saw his right hand was dirty. "Oh, dear," said the teacher, "your right hand is dirty. I'm sure it's the dirtiest in the class." "You are wrong, Miss King," said Tom. Then he showed his left hand to her, and she found it was dirtier.
5. Students
in Canada have a spring break every year. It usually happens in April and lasts 1 week. During this week, students may watch TV, do sports, or travel with family. But this year, I took part in an activity for 2 days. On the first day, we went to a house for old people. We sang for them and talked a lot to them. On the second day, we visited sick children in the hospital. We told them stories and cheered them up. This spring break helps me learn how to give, and I've got something about happiness. I will spend my next spring break helping more people.
Students in Canada have a spring break every year. It usually happens in April and lasts 1 week. During this week, students may watch TV, do sports, or travel with family. But this year, I took part in an activity for 2 days. On the first day, we went to a house for old people. We sang for them and talked a lot to them. On the second day, we visited sick children in the hospital. We told them stories and cheered them up. This spring break helps me learn how to give, and I've got something about happiness. I will spend my next spring break helping more people.